Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
You know, the Lord warns us that His Word, the Word of Jesus Christ, is a spiritual Word. It's a spirit, so it gets down into your heart. Your heart. However, there are manifestations that do show the fruit of your heart, and there's a manifestation that shows the fruit of the times, and that's what's happening now. We basically see a great falling away. We see lawlessness and evil becoming more and more, quicker and quicker. We scratch our heads every time we watch the television or look on the internet, and the Lord warned us about this. Many people are falling away from Jesus, from the true Word of God. But we're warned about this. We're told about this. And I want to go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now we beg you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus and by our gathering together unto Him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter, as from us as to the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, that day shall not come except there be a falling away first, and the man of sin will be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, if you're a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, this all happens within you first. In other words, the Lord shows the old man you are. The son of perdition within you is exposed when light comes into darkness within you. It all begins within you. We're told that the kingdom of God is within you. So that's where it has to start. The fruits are within you. The light comes into you. The revealing of the evil one within you takes place. And it's shown in your conscience through a conviction of the Holy Ghost. However, we're also told in the last days of this planet, because this thing we call time, we tend to say, oh, things get better in time. No, they don't. Since the beginning of the curse coming out of the garden, time just goes one place, to the end. That's where it's going to end. Time is on a collision course with the end. So you tree huggers out there, you New Agers out there, listen, it's all headed for destruction. Heaven and earth are going to pass, and it's only the Word of God that's going to stay firm. It's all going to die. Every blade of grass, every tree, every animal, every human, anything that sucks in air. As soon as they come into this planet, they're on their way out. You might say, oh, well, they're young. Age doesn't matter. You're on your way out. Time progressively gets worse. That's why Jesus Christ had to come and give us eternal salvation, where time doesn't even exist. But right now, with this curse, comes this thing called time. That's why we're told to redeem the time. In other words, buy back this time. This time is always headed for disaster. But by the Word of God, by truth within you, by the Holy Spirit within you, you could redeem the time. You could hold it back. In your prayer life, praying for others, in a manifestation of good works. Yes, manifestations. Good works short of your heart being in it don't matter. But if you in your heart truly love the Lord, the love of your neighbor will come and you won't be able to help it. The fruit will just come. It'll come however it will. Shopping market, hanging drywall, doing a roof job, hauling garbage, it doesn't matter. When you're in Jesus Christ and He's within you, you're going to be a good soldier in His army. But it says here, let no man deceive you by any means, that day shall not come except there be a falling away first. And that man of sin will be revealed, the son of perdition. So now we're told a little bit about this son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself. He opposes and exalts himself. Interesting. So who does he oppose? Obviously, he opposes truth. But he's going to be a very, very good deceiver. So he's going to come with peace. He's going to come with niceties. Probably be, you know, who knows? It could be AI. Who knows what this thing could be that's going to pull people away, particularly in the ages that we're living in. Because none of this was revealed until recently. None of it. This nanotechnology, this transhumanism, this incredible lawlessness, this insane reprobate stuff going on. This couldn't have even been imagined. It wouldn't even been discussed as little as 5 or 6 years ago. But anyway, this evil man's going to be, he's going to oppose and he's going to be exalted. He's going to exalt himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he, as God, sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. There again, spiritually, beware, gang. Beware, because there's gods in this world that want to come and live in you. Gods of lust, gods of envy, gods of, hey, they're never content, gods of frustration, gods of lust, gods of envy, gods of jealousy, mistrust, dissension. They want to come into the kingdom, into you once you're reborn. Remember, once you're reborn, you are a stranger and pilgrim on this land. You got to get a hold of that. You are a stranger and a pilgrim. And trust me, because all things are common to man. And I guarantee you, if it affects me, it affects you. You get out of the Word of God. You get out of thinking about Jesus. And the enemy is right there with open arms, with human reasoning, to pull you right back in with its comforts, its sensuality, whatever it might be. So we're warned here. So that he is God, sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And I have written in there, don't exalt yourself above God. Don't exalt yourself above God. We are nothing, people. We were created for God's glory, for the glory of Jesus Christ, who is God. He's the Word of God, became flesh. We were exalted through him, by him, and for him. We were made to judge angels. Yes, that's what we were made for. And obviously, angels must have a free will. They must have a free will if we're to judge them. You don't put a judgment on anything that doesn't have a free will. No. Ridiculous. You need a free will to be judged. Think about it. Meditate about 5 seconds on that and you'll pick it up. Anyway, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. So this is Paul to the Thessalonians at least twice saying, I warned you. You know, I warned you about what's coming. And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity, and that means the hidden truth, does already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. First of all, let's talk about inside the kingdom. Inside the kingdom. When the Holy Spirit comes in you, he reveals all the darkness, right? He reveals the wicked one within you. And guess who consumes him? The Lord. The Word of God. Truth overcomes you. Where there used to be hate, truth of love overcomes you. Where there used to be doubt, truth of faith overcomes you. Where there used to be lust and envy and jealousy, all the opposite come and live within you. It's a war, gang. It's a war. Resistance is a war. And what are we fighting? We're fighting principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness. These are actual evil spirits. I know a lot might just scratch their head, but if you read the book of Enoch, where did these evil spirits came from? In Genesis 6, when it says that the sons of God came and they chose the daughters of men and they entered into them. Guess what that means, people? You know. And then it said they had children, men of renowned, mighty men. And if you look what mighty men means in the Greek, in the Hebrew, it means Nephilim. These were monsters. They weren't all human people. In the book of Enoch says when they died, they begged God. They actually went to Enoch and the angels begged God, please don't send them to hell. Please send them to heaven. God said, nope, they aren't going to heaven. They are not going to heaven. But they are stuck here now. And all they care about is tormenting you and destroying you. And they want to do their deeds through a human body. You know, it's hard for me to preach the Word of God without explaining the enemy. How do you play a football game without going over the different defenses? Oh, you're going to see a 4-3 or a 5-2. You know, there's going to be a safety blitz. You have to talk about the enemy, right? It'd be ridiculous. You think it's any more ridiculous? No, God knows that. That's why he gave us this. But guess who blinds the minds? Who doesn't want to hear the word of God? Who doesn't want to hear truth? It's the God of this world. It's the God of this world. And what's the first commandment? Basically, the first commandment that the Lord gave to his, I'm not going to necessarily say his apostles, but his disciples, 70 of them he sent out two by two, heal the sick, cast out devils. Heal the sick and cast out devils. And if you think you might have a devil, if you think you have an addiction that's a stronghold, just keep feeding your mind. Keep washing your mind. And then Jesus Christ has a promise. He says, I came to set the captives free. Gang, we come into this world, every single person captive to something. If anything, it's the sin of Adam that's come over all of us. The sin of rebellion, the sin of deception, the sin of sin, just going against God. None of us is free from that other than what happened at the cross. But he goes on to say here, and then shall the wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume. And we know in the New Testament, what's he consuming with? Fire. He's a fire. The Holy Spirit is referred to as fire. It burns off your human nature. God will burn off the old man of you. You are a new creation, people. Get your spiritual head up and your spiritual chest out. You are a new creation. Yes, you are. And this isn't some warm little fuzzy message. It's truth, because you're in a battle. And you have to have the mind of a warrior. So you have absolutely no confidence in you, but you have more confidence in Christ. And he can do the fighting for you, and he has to, because you can't do it. He gives you all the weapons. He gives you everything. He gave you salvation. Now, all you have to do is give over your will. And once you give over your will, the manifestations of love and the manifestations of the gospel will just come flying out of you. But you got to give your will over to God daily. In whom, with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with brightness of his coming, even him whom coming is after the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and wonders, and with all deceptions and unrighteousness, and them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. There's going to be a lot of miracles, gang. It could be pharmaceutical miracles. It could be medical miracles. It could be computer miracles, technology miracles. It could be aliens that show up. I don't know. But there's a deception coming that's extra deceptive, and it's coming. So get ready for it. We're getting warned of it. Paul mentions here three times he warned this church. He warned this church because we are in the New Testament right now. Paul didn't know exactly when it was coming, but it could come any day then, and it could come any day right now. And we're seeing it during these times. In all deception and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved, that they might be saved. What's a component? A love of the truth. Not a love of the lies. Not a love of what you see. Not the love of what you hear. Not the love of what makes you feel good, but the love of truth, that you were made and bought with a price for Jesus Christ. And you can hang the Ten Commandments and all the books of the Bible on too, to love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul. Then you could love your neighbor as yourself. That they might all be damned who do not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. My time's about up. Gang, don't have pleasure in unrighteousness. Turn from your wicked ways. Choose the Lord. Get on your knees. You've been paid for with a price. The price was the blood of the cross. He took the bullet for you. He was ran over by a train for you. That's what the cross did for you. It set you free. It's a battle, gang, but we can win it in Jesus. Hold fast, stay strong, and God bless.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.